Welcome to week number 5. In this video, we are going to discuss yesterday's lines of the night. We're going to discuss the week 5 schedule, including the heavy days, the light days, the back-to-backs, and the teams to target. And we're going to do a deep dive into the top waiver wire pickups of the week. Stay tuned. Before we get started, do me a favor and smash that like button for me and subscribe to Barack Lesnar Hoops if you have not yet. Also, make sure that you're tuning in until the end of the video where we discuss some deep league targets that could help you in those deeper formats, and you never know, they may have value in standard leagues sooner than you think. Keep watching. All right, so to start this video, we are going to go over the lines of the night for the games played on Sunday, November 19th. And these lines of the night are courtesy of the Fantasy Basketball Sports Wizard. It's an amazing plugin. There's a link in my description. One of the features is they give you these daily lines of the night. You can access it right from your Yahoo UI on your browser. Definitely check it out if you haven't yet. That's only one of the few features that you get with this plugin. It's a game changer. So the top 10 performances. First, you had Kevin Durant. Had 39 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists. He had 2 steals, 2 blocks, but he did have 7 turnovers. He shot 14 of his 27 field goals, 7 of 7 free throws, hit 4 three-pointers, and he ended the night with a Wizard score of 56.8 in a win over Utah. Lauri Markkanen had a massive game with 38 points, 17 rebounds. He had 2 steals, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover. He made 15 of his 27 shots, only 6 of his 9 free throws. Though he did make 2 three-pointers, he had a Wizard score of 56.6. The Jazz did lose to Phoenix. De'Aaron Fox of the Sacramento Kings scored 30 points, had 4 rebounds, had 7 assists with 3 steals. Impressively, no turnovers. He shot 10 of 20 from the field, made 4 of his 5 free throws, and he hit 6 three-pointers. He had a Wizard score of 56.1 in a victory over Dallas. Santi Aldama of the Memphis Grizzlies, and somebody we will for sure be discussing, put up 28 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 1 turnover. He shot 11 of 27 from the field with 6 three-pointers. He has a Wizard score of 55.5. Memphis did lose to Boston. LeBron James dominated with 37 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. He had 3 steals, 2 turnovers. He shot 14 of 19 from the field, hit 7 of 9 free throws, hit 2 three-pointers, had a Wizard score of 52.5 in a tight win against Houston. What LeBron is doing at this age is incredible. I still don't have him on any of my teams, but if you drafted him, I'm sure you're happy with his production. Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks had a solid night with 25 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. He had 3 steals, 2 turnovers. He shot 7 of 19 from the field, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. He made 3 three-pointers and had a Wizard score of 52, even though Dallas did lose to Sacramento. We had an Eric Gordon sighting. He contributed 20 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, had 2 steals and 2 blocks. He also had 1 turnover. He shot 7 of 16 from the field. He hit 5 three-pointers, had a Wizard score of 51.2 in Phoenix win. Kristaps Porzingis of the Boston Celtics scored 26 points. He pulled 8 rebounds, had 1 assist. He blocked 6 shots, had 2 turnovers. Shot 9 of 13 from the field and 8 of 9 from the free throw line. He didn't make a three-pointer, but he had a Wizard score of 49.2 in Boston's victory over Memphis. Dylan Brooks had 24 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. He had 4 steals, 2 turnovers. He shot 9 of 21 from the field, including 6 three-pointers. His Wizard score was 48.7 in a narrow loss to the Lakers. And lastly, on our lines of the night, Desmond Bane of the Memphis Grizzlies finished with 30 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists. He added 1 steal, 2 turnovers. He shot 11 of 27 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. He made 7 three-pointers. He scored a Wizard score of 46.2, but Memphis did lose to Boston. So those were the top 10 lines of the night, according to the Sports Wizard. Again, you can find that link in my description. Why don't we move and discuss the Week 5 schedule. So this breakdown of the Week 5 schedule, I expect it to be incredibly helpful for you, and this is going to be in every week's video because it's that helpful, especially if you're streaming from the waiver wire. So here's the breakdown. The teams with four games are the Atlanta Hawks, the Boston Celtics, you have the Chicago Bulls, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Denver Nuggets, the Clippers, the Heat, the Bucks, the Timberwolves, the Pelicans, the Orlando Magic. You have the Phoenix Suns, the San Antonio Spurs, the Toronto Raptors, and the Washington Wizards. The teams with three games this week are the Brooklyn Nets. You have the Charlotte Hornets, the Golden State Warriors. You have the Houston Rockets, the Indiana Pacers, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Memphis Grizzlies, the New York Knicks. You have the 76ers, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Sacramento Kings, and the Utah Jazz. And the teams with two games this week are the Dallas Mavericks, the Detroit Pistons, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're going to go even deeper into the schedule, and we're going to discuss who has back-to-backs. So the Tuesday, Wednesday back-to-back games are Atlanta, Cleveland, Indiana, the Lakers, Orlando, Philadelphia, Phoenix, Portland, Toronto, and Utah. The Friday, Saturday back-to-backs are the Clippers, Miami, New Orleans, and Washington. The Saturday, Sunday back-to-backs are Atlanta, Brooklyn, and Cleveland. And if you pick players from the Denver Nuggets on Sunday, you could stream them into Monday with a Sunday-Monday back-to-back. So the Denver Nuggets are the one team that give you that advantage. And we're going to discuss the teams playing on the light days. So Tuesday has five games. That's Toronto versus Orlando, Indiana versus Atlanta, Cleveland versus Philadelphia, Portland versus Phoenix, and Utah versus the Lakers. And then Thursday, there are no games this week. Not really that helpful, but it's good to know. Happy Thanksgiving. So considering the number of games played, the games on light days, and the back-to-backs, the teams with the strongest schedules this week are, you have the Atlanta Hawks playing four games, including back-to-backs, and they also appear on a light game day. You have the Cleveland Cavaliers, similar to Atlanta, with four games and multiple back-to-backs. The Los Angeles Clippers, they're going to get four games from the Clippers, including a Friday-Saturday back-to-back. The Orlando Magic have four games with a back-to-back, and they are also playing on a light game day. So Atlanta, Cleveland, Orlando have schedules that provide more playing opportunities, especially on days with fewer games, which can be advantageous in fantasy basketball. Now what you've all been waiting for, the Week 5 waiver wire pickups. The first guy we are going to discuss is Gary Trent Jr. Gary Trent Jr. missed about three games due to plantar fasciitis, but he's been back for two games and has been doing pretty decently since his return. He was really struggling before then, but in the last two games, he's played 26 or more minutes. Last game, he hit 2 3-pointers, had 18 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, a steal, a block. The game before that had 14 points, had 3 3-pointers. He did get you a steal. This is a guy that normally you pick up for his ability to get you a lot of threes and steals. Even though he started the year off rough, it looks like he's improving. Give him a look. He's only 37% rostered right now. Kyle Lowry is another low-end point guard that could be available on your waiver wire. He's only 33% rostered right now. While his shooting wasn't great last game, he only made 3 of his 10 shot attempts. He did have 2 3-pointers, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists with 3 steals, only 1 turnover. So some value to be had with Kyle Lowry if you need a point guard. Dyson Daniels has been another decent point guard option available on a lot of waiver wires, only 43% rostered. He's been benefiting from the absence of CJ McCollum. In his last game, Dyson Daniels played 37 minutes, made 6 of his 12 shots. Made a 3, had 13 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, a steal. Did have 3 turnovers, but the assists, the steals, the 3s, they've been there. He's been contributing. He's been producing. I would pick him up now and see if he can keep it going. Alex Caruso, 39% rostered. He also missed some time, but has been back for 3 games and has been producing with the time he's getting. We also saw him get inserted into the starting lineup, which was a nice development. You can see here in his last game, he played 29 minutes, made 4 of his 8 shots, hit 2 3-pointers, had 11 points, 3 assists, a steal, a block, only 1 turnover. The game before that, had 18 points, 3 steals, 2 blocks, hit 4 3-pointers. So he's been helping you, especially with the defensive numbers. The potential is there for him to be a guy that you stream throughout the season for steals and blocks. Just know he can be somewhat inconsistent. Jalen Suggs is only 55% rostered right now. He only played 18 minutes last game, but he still took 8 shots, made 6 of them, had 18 points, got you a steal. The steals numbers, he's at 2.1 steals per game so far, which is great. The guy has been absolutely crushing it in limited minutes. Hopefully, he can still produce when Markel Fultz returns, because he's been one of those defensive beasts for my fantasy team. Just like Dyson Daniels, Jordan Hawkins has been benefiting from the absence of CJ McCollum. See here in his last game, played 37 minutes, made 6 of his 12 shots, had 3 three-pointers, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, only 1 turnover. There's probably going to be some inconsistency, as there is with most young players, but this guy is a sniper from 3. He's getting minutes. The opportunity is there for him. Give him a look. He's only 34% rostered right now. I'd say Jeremy Sochan is someone who has been underperforming the expectations we had when we found out he was going to play point guard. But the potential is there. The minutes have been there. And Devin Vassell has been ailing, which has benefited Jeremy. So in his last game, he played 32 minutes, made 5 of his 8 shots, made 5 of his 6 free throws, hit a 3-pointer, had 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, did get you 3 turnovers. So far for the season, he's averaging 10 points, 4.5 assists, over 5 rebounds, and getting you a steal per game. I can see those numbers improving. So if you believe in his potential, might be time to give him a look. He's only 51% rostered at the moment. Eric Gordon showed out his last game, played 41 minutes, made 7 of his 16 shots, had 20 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, hit 5 three-pointers, only 1 turnover. He's been pretty solid so far this season, averaging 14.3 points, 3.1 assists. And we found out that Bradley Beal is going to be out for the next few weeks, which opens up some runway for Eric Gordon to produce in the short term. Keontae George is somebody I put on your radar, I believe, in week 2 it may have been. And I told you, hey, I have a good feeling about this guy. And so far, that feeling is starting to play out. Now, keep in mind with Keontae George, his efficiency isn't there. But here are the things I like. In playing time, the team clearly believes in him. They made him a starter. Colin Sexton got pushed. Keontae George is getting the keys right now, which to me shows, A, the team believes in him, and B, they're invested in his development, which means a green light, which means a long leash for him to produce for your fantasy basketball team. Last game, he played 34 minutes, had 7 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists. That did come with 5 turnovers. Want to see an improvement to the turnovers, but with a young player, that's going to happen. The game before that, he had 15 points, 6 assists, had 3 three-pointers, and the game before that had 15 points and 7 assists. This kid is just scratching the surface of how good he can be. I would not be shocked if he ends up being like a top 80 player by the end of the year, because the game is going to slow down for this guy. I just have a good feeling. I've had a good feeling. People argued with me. Some of you said, I don't see it. Well, I hope you're seeing it now. So while some people are starting to give up on Bilal Coulibaly, I'm not giving up on him just yet, because in his last game, he played 31 minutes, made 2 of his 7 shots, had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, had a block. Not great production, but the minutes are there, the team's belief in him is there, and the defensive numbers are still there. He's had a block 3 games in a row. He's averaging 0.9 steals, 0.8 blocks, and this guy's about 10-plus games into his professional career. Pick him up, give him some time, be patient with him. He's going to be better than this. He's only 25% rostered. If somebody gave up on him, now's your chance to own him. Duncan Robinson is close to making our cutoff, which is players that are owned in 60% of leagues or less, but he's at 59%, so he is safe right now, but it may not be the case for much longer. In a loss against Chicago, he played 35 minutes, made 5 of his 9 shots, 3 of his 4 free throws, had 4 three-pointers made. In his last 4 games, he's hit at least 4 three-pointers, including 6 the game before last. Last game at 17 points, 7 assists, only 1 turnover. So the numbers have been there. He is eating right now in the absence of Tyler Hero. We saw him perform last year during the finals as well and in the playoffs. So this isn't unwarranted production. I think he can keep it going as long as Tyler Hero is gone. Lonnie Walker is getting some looks right now. He's been pretty decent. I know the Nets have been dealing with some injuries, but he's really has been stepping up. Last game, he played 32 minutes, made 9 of his 17 field goals, 2 of his 2 free throws, had 26 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, hit 6 three-pointers. The game before that, he had 23 points. So the scoring is there. He's getting you threes. He's not really a guy that's going to get you defensive numbers. But if you want a score, a streaky one at that, that can get you a lot of threes in a hurry, Lonnie Walker's worthy of consideration. He's only 31% rostered right. Cam Reddish has been having a strong season as well, similar to Lonnie Walker in that he can be very streaky and also get very hot. The thing is, Cam Reddish is a much better defensive player, especially in fantasy basketball. Last game, he played 39 minutes, made 3 of his 9 shots, so not great there, but he got you a 3, got you 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Look at that. In his last 6 games, he's gotten you at least 3 steals 5 different times. 2 of those games, he's gotten you blocks, and he hasn't turned the ball over more than once going back those 6 games. So he is helping your fantasy basketball team by not hurting you in certain areas and really helping you in areas that matter, such as steals. Kyle Anderson is only 35% rostered, and typically Kyle Anderson is someone I target when I want to stream some assists as well as some steals and blocks. He's not going to get you a ton of any of them, but he's just a glue guy that you plug in, especially if he's getting minutes, which he gets minutes around the mid-20s pretty consistently. You see here, last game got you 9 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. The game before that got you 2 steals and a block. Only 1 turnover each of the last 2 games. So for a guy that's only 35% rostered, you may want to give him a look. Atlanta has a good schedule this week, and Sadiq Bey is getting picked up for his ability to help your team. He's only 34% rostered right now, but you can see the minutes have been pretty consistent for him. He got 31 minutes in a loss against Philadelphia. He made 6 of his 9 shots, 3 of his 4 free throws. He hit 2 threes, had 17 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, a steal, only 2 turnovers. He's been getting threes pretty consistently, 2 threes the last 4 games, and he's getting steals consistently as well. Pick him up for that ability to get you those threes, those steals, and to score in the mid to high teens on any given night. I told you last week that I like this guy's chances to help your team, and my reasoning was he's a better shooter, offensive player than Bismack Biyombo, and he has more size than Xavier Tillman. That prediction ended up aging like a fine wine because this guy is one of the top pickups in fantasy basketball leagues right now. Know who I'm talking about? I'm sure you do. Santi Aldama had not 1 but 2 strong games in a row. 2 games in a row getting 36 or more minutes. Last game, he scored 28 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, only 1 turnover, and he got a double-double. The game before that had 17 points, 10 rebounds, a steal, a block. He had 3 turnovers in that game, but the playing time is there. Will he get playing time when Xavier Tillman is back, once Ja Morant is back? That remains to be seen, but if he's playing that well and there's a big hole at the center position, Santi Aldama is a very sneaky pickup. He's 40% rostered right now, with 18% of that being in the last day. So if you need a big man, pick him up, give him a look, see if he can keep it going. Goga Bitadze is only 22% rostered right now, and this is a guy that you stream for his ability to get you some blocks. In his last game, he played 22 minutes, had made 3 of his 5 field goal attempts, 2 of his 2 free throws, had 8 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 blocks. The game before that, he had 2 blocks. He can be pretty inconsistent with a lot of these categories, but he can get you blocks pretty consistently. So if you need to stream some blocks this week, especially with the Orlando Magic having a pretty decent schedule, he's somebody to consider streaming. While this guy has a pretty bad schedule this week with only 2 games played, he's still rostered in only 53% of leagues, and I think he's just scratching the surface of how good he's going to be. might be worth stomaching the low games for his upside and potential. Derek Lively II, like I said, is only 53% rostered right now, but he has double-double potential. He's getting you 1.2 blocks per game so far this season, 8.6 points, 7.5 rebounds, 0.6 steals, and he's still only scratching the surface of how good he can be. If he's available on your waiver wire, you want to give him a look. You can see there, look at the shot blocking. Two blocks last game. Two games before that also had two blocks. So the shot blocking potential is there. He was a great shot blocker in college, did so in limited minutes. He does get a lot of fouls, but as he learns the game, hopefully he lowers those fouls and still gets you a good amount of blocks. Give him a look. Now we are going to discuss some targets that you can pick up in deeper formats. These guys are only rostered in about 10 to 15% of leagues. If you're in these deeper formats, these are some guys that you want to strongly consider. Though Isaiah Joe only played 14 minutes, he took 6 shots, made 5 of them, hit 5 3-pointers. So all 5 of his shots, 3-pointers. That shows you the role he has on this team. He had 15 points, had a steal. The game before that had 10 points with 2 3-pointers. And the game before that hit 7 3-pointers and 23 points. So he's only 10% rostered. If you're in a really deep format, pick this guy up because he can help your team. Dante DiVincenzo's only 11% rostered right now. Had a very strong game in a win against Charlotte. Made 9 of his 12 shots in 28 minutes. Made 7 3-pointers, 25 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, a block. This is the sort of production I expected from Dante DiVincenzo all season, but the playing time hasn't really been there. Hopefully, this is a sign of things to come. He's only 11% rostered right now, so you might want to pick him up for his upside to see if he can continue producing. Quentin Grimes did miss the game, which opened up more playing time for Dante, but hopefully he can get himself a role in the 25-minute range. I think that's enough for him to be a useful asset, not only in deep leagues, but maybe even some shallower format. Chris Duarte had a strong game. He got a start. Kevin Huerter did not play, which opened up some playing time. In 33 minutes, he made 5 of his 8 shots, had 13 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, hit 3 3-pointers. I don't know that he can keep this going, but he's only 3% rostered. If you're in an 18-team league, a 16-team league, where there's nothing on the waiver wire, it won't hurt you to pick him up and see if he can keep it going. Kevin Knox II is 14% rostered right now. Some people streamed him due to the Pistons playing yesterday. While he did not have a great game, he did have minutes in the mid-20s again. His fourth time getting 24 or more minutes in the last 4 games. Though he only got 6 points and 4 rebounds, he did get you a steal. The game before that got you a double-double. This is a guy that when he was drafted had a lot of potential and a lot of expectations. He never met those expectations, but the minutes have been there. He's only 14% rostered. Pick him up in those deeper formats, see if he can keep it going. Jalen Smith has been a bit of a disappointment over the last week. We saw how good he can be. A few weeks ago, he had 16 points, 11 rebounds. A lot of people picked him up. He had 2 steals, a block. Then he missed the game. And then after that, hasn't really played a whole lot of minutes, staying between 13 and 19 minutes per game. The upside is there as long as he is able to secure minutes, which he has not been so far, not this year or last year. But when he does get the minutes, he's a per-minute monster. So if you're in a deeper format and you can stomach the lack of consistency, if there were any injuries, let's say to like Miles Turner, he's somebody who would be picked up in almost every league. So if you're in a deeper format and Jalen Smith is on the wire, maybe you already have Miles Turner, makes some sense to pick him up as a handcuff. At the very least, keep him on your radar because he has a lot of potential to produce. The problem is he doesn't get enough minutes to produce. And to wrap up this video here, you can see the top drops right now with Bismack Biyombo leading the way after laying an egg. I told you guys don't put too much credibility into Bismack Biyombo, and here are the results. Santi Aldama seems to have eaten his lunch. Dorian Finney-Smith is being dropped due to his lack of consistency. People picked up Dario Saric, but with the return of Steph Curry, his production fell off and now he is being dropped. You also have people dropping Derek Lively because, again, he only plays 2 games this week. And if you love this tab right here and you're wondering, hey, How does Barack have these tabs telling him how many games each player on this list plays this week? That too is a feature of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard extension. You can get it on Mozilla Firefox. You can also get it on Google Chrome. There is a link in my description. It is just one of the many great features that you can get with this plugin. Another great feature of the Fantasy Basketball Wizard Chrome extension is the weekly projection. This is going to analyze your roster, your opponent's roster, and it's going to go over your league settings. And then based on that, project how well you're going to do against your opponent. You can see here, I'm going up against second place QDPLAs. And so far, the projections have us having a pretty close matchup. This allows me to act accordingly, know where I'm strong at, or if I'm at the cusp of something, maybe I want to address it with my streams. So this tool not only lets me know which players have a lot of games remaining, it's also giving me projections. All in all, what I'm telling you is, why don't you have this extension yet? It's the best fantasy basketball tool on the market, and I am so happy that they have chosen to partner with me, Barack Lesnar Hoops. And they're happy to partner with Barack Lesnar Hoops as well, because ultimately we have the same goal, which is to help you dominate your fantasy basketball competition. I really hope you enjoyed this breakdown. If you did, do me a favor and smash that like button, click that bell notification so you can be alerted when these videos drop, and subscribe if you have not yet. Until next time, this is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops. See you.